know, the funny thing is I've never, like, really had any strategy. I mean, I just kind of be me and just be myself.
Break on through to the other side. 720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here from the Daytona International Speedway with one of, I would say, one of the most exciting stars in the world of racing today. I heard one of the interviews you were doing, like, oh, is Matt going to break through, right? I feel like you've broken through. I feel like you've broken all the way through. How do you feel?
Yeah, it's been, you know, an interesting journey to get here, and I've had every opportunity, so thankful, every step of the way. But they've all been different. This is a different opportunity that I've had. You know, this is the best opportunity of my entire life, where I can plug into an amazing organization with great support and go out there and just try and chase those wins on a weekly basis. So that's neat to look forward to.
One of the things that's been very cool, and you've employed it to, I think, to a T, is through the social media and having kind of your fans and the public chase along with you, like the opportunities and all those kind of things. You mentioned this is the great opportunity where you have not only the ability to go ahead and kind of share the story and all that, but the equipment, right? Talk about Wood Brothers.
Yeah, I mean, the team is unreal, way beyond what I could have dreamt up. I mean, I laugh and say I need to write a book on this story one day when hopefully a long time from now I'm retired, because I mean, the path to get here has been crazy, and to get this opportunity, which is way beyond what I could have possibly dreamt up, was, I mean, something that to me and my family, I mean, you know, my wife was crying every day of pure joy of just how much it meant to us. And so, yeah, it's cool going to have this opportunity and go to racetracks and go to win.
And I remember talking with you when you were part of kind of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle stuff at Chicagoland Speedway that we had. And so you had a marketing thing behind you. But you look at this now. Do you feel like, because I don't really feel, I think you put so much pressure on yourself and everything you've done to get here. But is there, because people are asking, is there extra pressure now that you have, you know, the team, the equipment, and all this buzz?
No, I think every step of the way has been kind of similar pressure. It's all relative, you know, different situations, but I feel like it's all relative. So, and when you get in an opportunity like this, and anyone I've gotten in, main thing I've learned is you don't put any extra pressure on yourself, or you don't try and overdo it. I've gotten great advice from people. You just go and do what you know you're good at, and do your job, and be confident in yourself, and work with your team to be the best you can be. It's no different than any other opportunity in that fashion. Because if you try or overdo it, then you just end up beating yourself.
Last thing, as NASCAR kind of switches up on the sponsorship side, some of those names that are associated, you have, again, done a great job of bringing in kind of that relationship with sponsors that led to some of the opportunities that you've had for your fans looking forward to the season. Is that a thing that you're going to do? Has anybody brought that up to you? Like, hey, Matt, you know, you can open some doors on the marketing and merchandising side and all that as you go forward?
You know, the funny thing is I've never, like, really had any strategy of anything.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I just kind of be me, and I want people to feel like they're friends with me on social media, just be myself. And so all the stuff I've done, there's no, like, point or strategy behind it. It's all worked out in amazing ways, but all of my main goal, the only strategy I have is just be me.
The strategy is no strategy, but the strategy, of course, for this Sunday is to win the Daytona 500. Matt, good luck, and thanks for jumping on the show.
Thank you.